Right now, as we do each and every week here on Golf Exchange presented by the Honda Classic, it is time to go inside the ropes.
For a quick look at a number of hot topics in the world of golf this week, let's go inside the ropes.
And it's our PGA National Resort and Spa Inside the Ropes segment, as we do each and every week, taking a look at a handful of hot topics in the world of golf, brought to you by PGA National Resort and Spa. What do Nicholas, Palmer, Hagen, and Sarazen have in common? We'll find out when you play championship golf at PGA National Resort and Spa. Visit PGAResorts.com. And Pat, first one's for you. Tiger Woods this weekend at Torrey Pines in the 108th U.S. Open is doing something that, frankly, I didn't think he could do. I did not think that he could win the U.S. Open, the toughest tournament all year long for professional golfers, in his very first event back after 2 months off. I mean, this guy has taken 2 months off. He had surgery, arthroscopic surgery on his left knee, his lead knee as a right-handed golfer, his last professional round, his last competitive round before teeing it up on Thursday at Torrey Pines was the final round at Augusta, where he finished second, where he limped to second behind Trevor Immelman at the Masters. And Tiger Woods is about to, with another good round today, entering the day with a one-shot lead over Lee Westwood. He is the 54-hole leader for a 14th time career-wise in a major. He is 13 for 13 in converting 54-hole leads into victories. He is about to win his third U.S. Open. And I ask you, where would this win rank among his greatest moments of all time, and what are some of those moments, and is this number one?
This would be number one, just because of the layoff and the injury factor. And you know, for all the craziness, for lack of a better term, that has happened to get him into this position. I mean, obviously, it's talent, it's skill. There is some luck involved. But overall, it's just been insane, you know, the stuff that's happened. So with all those factors into it, if he somehow does pull this off today, I think this ranks as his greatest. But there are other ones, two in my book that I think are spectacular just as well. 2000 U.S. Open, in my opinion, still the greatest achievement of his whole career. Winning by 15 shots at Pebble Beach, where the next guy was three over par. Yeah,
Ernie Els and Jimenez, Miguel Angel Jimenez, were both at plus three. He was at minus 12. Guy under par wins by 15 shots.
On a course, again, with Poa greens that, you know, are not easy to putt. You know, he just putted. This is the second best I've ever seen him putt in a U.S. Open. That was the first. That achievement, in my estimation, is the best major I've ever seen him win or anybody else win. Just absolute domination on a course that the rest of the golfing community couldn't break, not only break par, couldn't get within three shots of par, and he's 12 under. So that's number one in my book. Number two, believe it or not, Russ, still in the year 2000, PGA Championship at Valhalla.
Really?
The one time that I honestly think that somebody with Tiger at relatively the top of his game, because don't forget he'd won two other majors that year, so Tiger at what I would think at the top of his game, the absolute only time I can think somebody challenged him, and it was a little-known guy, Bob May, who took him into extra holes, made a clutch putt on 18, and then Tiger tops him with that. And then Tiger ends up, again, making several unbelievable putts.
That great highlight during the playoff where he makes the right to left putt.
Pointing at the ball.
And he starts walking towards the hole and points at it and then picks the ball up quick. And then Steve Williams is like, all right, got to get the pin back in the hole and follow him because he's, like, running to the next hole.
That to me, is the second greatest victory because I think he was actually challenged. And he figured out a way to beat Bob May. Those are probably my two. I know there's the 97 Masters,
right,
and the 05 Masters and
the 06 other, British Open at Hoylake.
British Opens. Yeah, but the
05 British Open at St. Andrews.
The only thing about the British Open, Russ, is I do think there's a tremendous amount of luck involved with the British Open.
The capricious bounce.
Because of the bounces and the really generally bad greens over there. So I don't put as much stock into that, although I just, you know, qualified Pebble Beach because the greens there are inconsistent and the fact he was able to putt well there. But I think Pebble would be number one, PGA in 2000 number two. But if he wins this, I think
that's number one. Well, I agree with you on that. That last topic, that last opinion, in the idea that if Tiger Woods wins today after 2 months off, after knee surgery for a third time on that left joint, this would be number one in his career highlights book, which is just, you know, ridiculously wide. It's probably a couple of feet wide by now with pages of, you know, highlights in his 12-year professional career. And even going back before that, let's not forget, the guy won three consecutive USGA Junior Championships, and then after that, that, he won three consecutive U.S. Amateur Championships in 94, 95, and 96. And then he turned to pro in late 96. And he won three times as a pro in 96 right off the bat in his first 4 months as a professional. But, I mean, you know, obviously when you're talking about highlights for any player, Tiger Woods included, they tend to be in majors. In my opinion, his win in the 97 Masters, his very first ever career victory in a major. It was almost like him announcing to the world that I have arrived. He set the scoring record. By the way, after 12 years as a pro, he's got the scoring record in all four majors. I mean, to me, that is just freaking ridiculous that in 12 years he set all the scoring records there are in the books. But he set the scoring record of the Masters as a rookie, pretty much his first full 12-month long year on the PGA Tour. That for me was number one. The U.S. Open at Pebble, the 2000 U.S. Open where. I mean, he wins by 15. He won the Masters by 12 shots. And then a couple years later, he wins the U.S. Open by 15 shots. It's almost like, all right, you thought that was cool in 97 at Augusta? Well, how about this at Pebble Beach? He shoots minus 12. He's the only guy under par. The next two guys, Ernie Els and Miguel Jimenez, tie for second at plus 3. I mean, he just like it just blows away the field. If Tiger weren't in the field, Ernie would have won that at plus 3. But if Tiger's in the field, he wins at minus 12. I mean, it's like... totally changing our perspective of what we think is possible. But, the 06 British Open at Hoylake for me is in my top five because that was his first major back after his father passed away. We know that the major before that, he had missed the cut at Winged Foot. He hits one driver the entire week. He pulled a Phil Mickelson before. Phil Mickelson did it this week without using driver, but he did it good. He actually made a decision and then executed, whereas Phil made a decision to take the driver out of his bag and then went on to hit four fairways on Thursday. And then, obviously when you're not executing, when you're not, making your decision turn out to be good, you're going to get asked about it by the media after every round. So, therefore Phil decided, all right, I better put the driver back in the bag yesterday. And it didn't help. And he's, 11 shots back at Tiger right now as it stands going into today's final round. But, the 05 Masters, the playoff victory against DeMarco, to get into the playoff, he makes that miraculous chip on 16 where, he plays about 45 feet of break, chips it all the way up into the top back corner on the left. It rolls 45 feet down, stops on the precipice for what Vern Lundquist will tell you the exact time. I think it's like 1.6 seconds, but Vern always talks about the exact time that it stayed there, and then it rolls in for birdie. I mean, there's just countless memories with Tiger Woods that is just, this is another one of them, but I agree with you, Pat. Should he win today? He will win today, in my opinion. I'm completely convinced of that. This will be number one career-wise for Tiger Woods.